Hello guys, you're listening to the musings of a tired Nigerian girl. I'm tired, man. But yeah, today was such a beautiful day. But before we get into it, thank you for listening to the, you know, last episode. And I really like the reception. I love you guys for taking the time out to listen. And it means a lot to me. So let's get into it. Honestly, this podcast is not meant to be, it's going to be take a different approach from the last one. I guess all of you guys liked the last one, but today I just want to talk to you guys and basically just talk about life and, you know, something relatable, something that we all feel from time to time. So I like Supernatural. It's a series, and if you like Supernatural and you've watched it, can I get a shout out? Is it shout out? Yeah, shout me out, text me. I keep saying text like I'm old, man. DM me. But yeah, I really like Supernatural. But again, there are some blasphemous seasons that I was not about to go to hell for. I did watch them the first time before I like knew about like these people trying to take me to drag me to hell. But I subsequently stopped. I can't remember what season. I think 6 or thereabouts. Trust me, this juice is getting somewhere. Just listen. So I like Supernatural and I love Sam and Dean. I love your dad. He's so beautiful, man. That man was on Grey's Anatomy, and wow, he's a beautiful man. Apparently, he's on Walking Dead. He's in Walking Dead, and he's equally beautiful there. You know, just some people are just like born to be beautiful. Like they're beautiful when they were babies. They grow up to be beautiful, like little devils, beautiful teenagers, beautiful everything, and they just like die beautiful. In Grey's Anatomy, he was dating Izzy. Again, I'm getting somewhere. So, this is like the third time I'm going to say I love Supernatural, right? So, yeah. I'm not going to say it again, but you know what I was going to say. Anyways, so in Supernatural, there's this episode that I quite like. It's weird. It's not one of my greatest episodes, but I like it because for me, it just kind of has another meaning. So, if you know Supernatural, you know that it's about all this, like, demons and angels and you know, Sam and Dean, and here and there we get some weird like monstrous creatures. You might get like a vampire, ghost, wendigo, werewolf, or bestacle, some random other thing that I can't remember right now. But this episode was quite different. So there was this wellness resort. If I tell you guys a number of times that some wellness resorts don't have to be killing house, just look at it and it looks innocent, but then they're about to just hack it to death. But yeah, so there was this resort where if you're, or should I call it a resort? Yeah, it's a resort and retreat kind of thing, where if you want to lose weight or you want to have like a wellness week, you would go there, and they basically just give you good food, you do like yoga, some sports, you get like a massage and all these nice things. Obviously, the episode didn't start this nice, so almost, as always, but actually always starts with somebody dying or being dragged by some monster. But yeah, and you go to this place and they basically do all the nice things for you, get you like massages, spa treatments, all these things, and you do like little workouts here and there, and you would lose weight, you know. So a lot of people would go there and they would do all these things and lose a lot of weight. Like I'm talking about 10 kg, 4 kg, to dropping kg. So it turns out that the people that actually ran the establishments were like a whole like syndicate of monsters, family monsters for that matter. The boyfriend, okay, I can't remember if the boyfriend was, but basically the boyfriend, the girl who was the main doctor person in charge, her brother, they were like some monsters people. And I don't know if it's relating to like Latin America or something, but they were Hispanic. And I'm not trying to say, because sometimes something about Supernatural is that they kind of speak to the origin of some creatures, mythologically speaking. But I don't know for a fact that this particular creature is from Latin America or anything, but they were a new kind of monsters and they were called Bistaco. And basically what they did, they were more like of the harmless variety of monsters. Nonetheless, they were monsters and they were parasites, if I can even say. Yeah, parasites. Because what they did was they sucked out your fat. They ate human fat. And they didn't just eat it, they were quite genius with it, because you know how I told you guys there was this spa place, you come and obviously they're like cupping treatments and stuff. So in their mouth they had these tonsils that looked like cupping cups. It looked like that after they finished like sucking out your fat. Very disgusting thing. But they would trick you to believe like you're about to get a cupping treatment. I believe it's called hijama. So they would trick you into believing that you're about to get like some cupping treatments, you know, remove some bad blood and shit. And you're lying down there oblivious to the fact that this nigga has his tonsils in your back, like removing some precious fats. So oh wow, that sounds so dirty, oh my god. But yeah, so that's what they did, and you just be there, and before you know, like you're 10 kg, you weigh 10 kg less. So before obviously Sam and Dean came and they hacked them to death, and it was funny, scary, but not actually scary because I like horror films. They can be quite funny, but then that's another talk, but it was funny nonetheless. So you know how I told you British tacos and basically they suck fat and this and that. So I tend to hold them like akin to, you know, those people that basically suck out your soul. So when I meet people or I hear about people or in my personal life I have those kind of people around me, I don't know if it's a coping mechanism, but I kind of tend to like see them as bish tacos. And I believe that we all have those bish taco people around us, whether we like to admit it or not, or whether we ourselves cope with them very weirdly in a very toxic way. Bismillah. I call them bish tacos because that's literally what they do. They are there to suck out your life, any form of happiness. Let me tell you how you spot a bish taco. So like you're doing your thing, you're in your mood, you're in your vibe, you're just chilling, you're happy, whatever it is that makes you happy or like turned or whatever at that point in time, and somebody is coming to you and they're like, why are you doing this, why are you doing that, that person's a fucking bish taco. If you're like wearing a dress that you're happy about, you like, it makes you look good, and you're like physically showing, because again, some people might not know, I mean that's bullshit, but some people might not be able to read your face. So I'm giving you like plain as day examples. Let's say you got a new dress, right, and you're very happy with your dress and you're feeling it, you wore it, it's shiny, it's sparkly, it gives you what the giving thing is supposed to be giving you, and you have this idiot person telling you, why did you wear this, this is a very ugly color, what did, like, it's a fucking bish taco. That's what there is a bish taco. So people that just call you, you know, tell you, let me tell you, we all have bish tacos in our life because we have aunties. Those aunties that say, oh, can you imagine? Somebody told somebody I know that she looked bulky. I'm sorry, but it's a bish taco. It sounds like a bish taco to me. So, you know, people that would tell you, oh, like, you're looking fat. You are this, you're that. Like, I'm not even going to go into that properly, but, like, you know, those people that just come and their whole aim is just to make you feel bad about yourself one way or another, or just make bring you down. Those people are bish tacos. So now we have given them a name. They are bish tacos. How do we deal with bish tacos? For me personally, I have bish tacos around me a lot. And I feel like it's because I'm quite... I give people a lot of chances. If you do give people chances, you'll be able to relate. You know those people that don't give chances? Other people tend to look at you like you're stupid. Like you don't know what you're doing. And I get that because it's like... we tend to let people continuously put us down. That is very stupid, but we do that. I can talk to you about how not to do that. I probably do allow somebody else. Well, actually, no, I'll be reborn. I will slap. Now I slap. And I put people in their places because, man, I have been beaten down a lot. I mean, I've caressed the floors, so I don't know how low I can go again. Except this floor when I open and suck me in. But yeah, so now I just like have no manners and I just tell it to your face. You want to attack me, I'm going to attack you back. Bitch, Jacko, all of us, we're going to suck the fat. It's a violence. But honestly, I didn't just get to this point. And even where I am right now, I'm not quite grounded. I struggle with bitch. You see, giving them a name makes it easy, isn't it? I suffer with bitch tacos every day. And honestly, you guys should Google what a bitch taco looks like. So just when those people are coming to you and bitch tackling, you have something to reference, because man, so bloody ugly. So yeah, I suffer with bitch tackle people all the time. And while I am quite stronger willed, I'm not at a place where I can tell you that 100% it does not like bother me. Actually, that might be a lie. Sometimes it's like, you know how like sometimes you're like high of life, sometimes you're low. Sometimes honestly, I don't give a damn. As far as I'm concerned, an airplane can come up follow your bloody head. I wouldn't care as far as you're a bitch tackle. But sometimes, like, you know, when you're like low, and if you're going through what I'm going through, you would know what that is. Sometimes you have low points. Like, everybody has low points and high points, and they still find a way to, you know. But how do you deal with bush tackles? First of all, you should be happy I've given you a name to call them. Now go and Google what they look like. You're already halfway done. Secondly, just honestly put yourself first. You need to have a serious talk with yourself and remind yourself that this person, like, all these aunties telling you are fat, have you seen their legs? They be having dirty, crooked-ass legs. Just find some. See, an eye for an eye, just for a tooth. I'm not about to tell you here to be a better person. No. They want to beat you down, you need to beat them down. No, but in a serious note, you just need to put yourself first. Honestly, I believe that you really need to just put yourself first. You need to talk to yourself. So they're calling you fat. You know why you're the way you are. Whether it's because you're dealing with something, or you just like how you are, or it's just what it is. Honestly, sometimes it doesn't have to be a reason. You don't always have to have an opinion about somebody's looks, or like somebody, whatever, how they look, how they dress, how their size, whatever. Like, are you not tired? Well, really, think about it. Are you not tired? Talk to yourself and determine if what they're bitch tackling about, you don't give a damn. And don't give a fucking... Oh. You know, sometimes I genuinely believe that those people themselves are not happy. And they see you in your little bubble of happiness, and they see that you're thriving and you're making happiness for yourself, and they just have to ruin it. Like, and I'm telling you, there's bitch tackle in every relationship. In friendship, you always have a bitch tackle. If you're dating a bitch tackle man, you need to break up with your ass, because you don't want to imagine you're married for years with a bitch tackle. You see, you're gonna run mad. The person you should eventually get married to should be somebody that would just be good at uplifting you, not somebody. Imagine you're married to somebody that everything you do is like, oh, why are you doing that? Why are you doing it? See, my dear, stop making those red flags are red. Don't be painting them pink, man. Vivacious pink is not going to help you at this point. What you need to do is identify them and compartmentalize them in one place. And the people that are giving you problems, if you put all the bitch tackle in one box, they become insignificant by default. You know how like you have like a fear of presenting to the class, and somebody tells you, imagine everybody naked, or like, just imagine them like with their pants on their head or something crazy, and it's like a coping mechanism, or just something like a step one to making yourself more confident. Trust me, identify them, label them, this person, that's the first step. In my honest opinion, all the people in your life, just table them. I'd be like, okay, this person gives me happiness, they really care about me. You know, sometimes you might not want to deal with these things like that, or you might think that there's no need to organize people, but it's very essential. So sister A likes me, she actually genuinely cares about me, or she doesn't give me stress at the least. You might not know if they care about you, but at least they don't try to bitch tackle your life. So put them in a box of acquaintances of not bitch tackling. Auntie 2 is a fucking bitch tackle. She have 3 head and 2 mouths. Yeah, that's what she is. Once you itemize those people, I'm telling you, it gets easier. Well, this is just what this podcast is about. You guys should go watch Supernatural. And if you have something nice to recommend to me, I really appreciate it. But honestly, I'm just here to strengthen my heart and hopefully strengthen your heart too. And I really hope that we all heal, because, man, this life is already hard as it is, you know. Yeah, it's nothing serious. It's like a very short podcast episode. And I know I've been saying bitch taco is actually pish taco, but yeah, the bitches, so yeah. You know, you want to make excuse for your bitch taco? That's another thing, actually. Step 2. Make no bloody excuses. A bitch taco is a bitch taco. Stop trying to, like, make excuses for them. You know how, I don't know if it's just me that does this. I'm probably not the only weird person. You know how you keep making excuses for people? And, I don't do this no more. I take people, if you tell me you have 3 heads, I believe it. The only excuse I'm giving you is that you can't show me the rest too in public. But
trust me, I believe you have three head. Before, I used to make excuses. I was very stupid and young, but yeah, life have, you people have shown me pepper. But yes, I'm telling you, stop making excuses. I know that this person, sometimes, you know, you might have a weird relationship where you're the person that actually is holding on to this person who is not holding on to you. In a relationship, you find that you're the one giving. You're holding on to this person. You're trying to make them happy. You're trying to, it's not a reciprocal relationship. You're the only one doing the bloody work, you know? So I get that you might have like emotional, you know, you're a nice person like that. Omo, they will soon teach you too. But anyways, now you're sure nice. So you might be feeling, you know, that you want to make excuses for this person. This person puts you down, but it's like, well, they don't mean it. You know, they're old. That's why they did what they did.
Oh, they didn't get me. That's why they did what they did. Oh, that's just how they are. That's why they did what they did. Making excuses and justifying nonsense. Man, will you keep quiet?
Trap on your bloody heels and deal with the bullshit. The person's a bitch. I don't know how, which language you want me to say. Should I sing it?
Another thing is to actively clean up your cycle. Trust me, some people are beautiful from afar. They don't have any business. They should not even be in your cycle. Like, they should be people that you just see on a daily basis and be like, oh, hi, hello, what's up? Not everybody needs to have access to you. Not everybody actually needs to know you and know who you are. Not everybody should even be introduced to you and the beauty that exists in you. They will, some people, I'm telling you, they want to crush, they want to suck it out because their life is just, they don't be liking themselves, man. And don't be letting them feed off of you. What is that? They are parasites.
But I don't understand. I feel, and again, I honestly, I can't really blame you, honestly. I feel like, I don't know why, but we keep giving them this power. What is the reason? What is the reason?
Because honestly, I can't fathom why somebody who would continuously put you down, call you fat or stupid, dumb or useless, and you keep making excuses for these people, you keep allowing them, you keep bringing them into your circle.
But I know that these things are easier said than done. This episode, honestly, is dedicated to those people who others have just tried to make feel small.
You've got this, trust me, you have.
I witnessed something and I just thought that, man, I just need to do this because it turns out a lot of people don't know how to navigate this toxicity or identify it. And you really need to stop, like, listen to this podcast from the beginning again when you want to start doing nonsense.
This is the end of the episode, actually, guys. I'm just going to cut it here because I've said enough. My unpopular opinion for this week is nothing really popping. It's just, sometimes you can slap. It's okay. You can't always be the good person. Sometimes be mean. But I mean, don't go and slap somebody because if they arrest you, don't be thinking that my name is that fun lawyer. It's not going to be funny. But on a serious note, like, you can't always be the good person. Sometimes in putting yourself first, you might come off as mean, and that's okay too. Sometimes be mean. Anyways, we finally have an Instagram page at MOTNG_on Insta. Follow our page, get friends to follow, leave comments and feedback. It really mean a lot to me. Have a nice night. It's night here, so have a nice night. And before I go, please, I just want to leave on a note that you should take care of yourself. Pamper yourself. Buy something nice for yourself. Just do something for yourself. Put yourself first. I feel like it's the first step in self-love, you know? But yeah, have a nice day, night, afternoon. Whatever the time is, at wherever you are, I wish you a blessed day ahead. Bye.